His name is Mr. Babbage. He plays a little cribbage. He grows a little cabbage. He empties out his garbage and eats a little porridge and sits outside his cottage and wonders how he'll manage. He used to work at Dulwich as porter at the college. He swept the hall and passage and dealt with all the baggage. But now he's done with knowledge, and time has done its damage. He sits outside his cottage and wonders how he'll manage.
You have been listening to Lines from My Grandfather's Forehead, starring Ronnie Barker with Terence Brady, Pauline Yates, and Gordon Langford at the piano. The lines were written by John Graham, David Nobbs, David McKellar, and Peter Vincent, Donald Monat and June Dixon, Miles Rudge and Ted Dix, Pete Spence, Alan Scott and Chris Bryant, and Gerald Wiley. The program was produced by John Fawcett Wilson.
So there we leave Ronnie Barker back in 1971 for now. And next week, a one-off starring Terry Scott in a comedic extravaganza with June Whitfield and Hugh Paddock. Great Scott! It's Terry Scott in next Tuesday's Classic Comedy Hour.
The digital station for comedy, drama and entertainment. BBC Radio 4 Extra.
Now, the chaps from the General Assistance Department are preparing to attend a conference in Paris, but it seems they may fall victim to a honey trap. Betty Marston puts in an appearance as a bewitching Nadia, the saucy siren, in this one from 1962.
Time to meet the men from the Ministry. We present Wilfred Hyde White and Richard Murdoch as the Men from the Ministry, a weekly tribute to those who sail our ship of state through the hazards of modern life and guide it surely and squarely right up the creek. Civil servants are typically British people, and if we peep into any Whitehall office, for instance that of the General Assistance Department, we find a typically British scene.
Pardon, monsieur, avez-vous le correct time?
Je ne suis pas tout sûr, but... Oh, it's no use, man. I'll never get the hang of this.
Don't worry, my dear fellow. Most of these French chaps speak English, you know. Anyway, the better sort do. Only the British diplomat abroad should just try and appear interested.
Thank goodness this Paris conference will have English as the official language.
Oh, so I should hope. These foreigners have got some sense of decency, you know. Away from the conference, of course, you can use this little book. Gives suitable phrases for every situation.
Ah, does it? Let's have a look. Here. In the hotel, I asked for a room overlooking the city square, the public park, the ornamental gardens, the distant hills, the statue of Queen Victoria.
Quite right, too. An Englishman must have proper quarters. Mm.
You have given me a room overlooking the refuse dump, the railway sheds, the knacker's yard, the cemetery, the prison, the septic tank.
They haven't much idea of town planning, you know.
Anyway, it's a bakshish trip to Paris. Think of it. French food, that wonderful squidgy cheese with the soft skin, what's it called now, and the nightclubs with all those gorgeous showgirls.
Camembert.
Yes, I believe they do. The elegant strollers on the Champs-Élysées.
Come in.
Please, sir, the Paris bookings have come through.
Good, everything in order?
Well, it seems Paris is very full, what with the conference and that. But you've got the last two rooms at the Hotel Les Miserables.
Well, that doesn't sound very jolly.
One room's on the first floor with balcony and fire escape. The other's on the fifth and there's no lift. The hotel want to know who's going to have which.
Well, perhaps we'd better toss for it.
Oh, no need for that. I don't mind roughing it on the first floor. You can go up on the 5th, the air's purer.
Hmm. I'll tell them, Mr. Hamilton Jones.
It seems where all systems go, then.
Yes, except I would like to know a bit more about the actual conference. All I know is we're representing Britain at the Services, Cultural, Intellectual and Athletic Training International Coordinating Association.
That's it. Abbreviated, of course, to SCIATICA.
Sciatica.
Yes. Now, SIATA exists to improve mutual understanding between the various Allied armies in NATO, in particular by means of a big sports contest.
But we all have different sports, don't we?
Yes, I know all about that. Now, to achieve peaceful cooperation, all countries have got to make sacrifices. The NATO armies must swallow national pride, give up their traditional sports, and learn an international game.
I suppose you're right. Still, it does seem a shame for the British to give up cricket.
Don't be a damn fool. Of course we shan't give up cricket. That's the game all the foreigners will have to learn.
Oh, that is a relief. You gave me a nasty turn for a moment.
My dear chap, that, as I see it, is the whole purpose of our mission to Paris, isn't it? We've got to persuade all these foreign devils to take up cricket.
How marvellous that'd be for world peace.
Now, I'm off to do a bit of last-minute shopping, packet of tea, some good strong soap and plenty of disinfectant. You can bring the teapot. See you on the boat train.
Yeah, well, all right. Cheerio, man. Oh, how you're gonna keep them down in Whitehall after they've seen Paris? Mildred.
Cool, you in half lucky, Mr. Lamb, getting this trip to Paris. Mum went there once. She says some Frenchman crept up behind and pinched her in the Tuileries.
That'll do, Mildred. Now, remember, with us away and Miss Adams on leave, you'll be in charge of all ministry business.
Yes.
Are you quite clear about the important matters?
Oh, yes, Mr. Lamb. I have to watch the pigeons' eggs on the windowsill, water Mr. H.J.'s trade Escantia, and stamp permission refused on all correspondence.
Good. We're all set, then.
Oh, there's just this long canvas cricket bag Mr. H.J. ordered from Harridge's for you to take with you.
Oh, the cricket bag, yes. Now, let's have a look at it. Stumps, pads, bats. My word, we'll put the Continentals in their place with this lot. This could be England's answer to the Norman Conquest.
Nadia, I have important news.
What is it, Otto?
You know that for months we have been expecting a big change in the Western defense system.
That's right. Yeah. Some kind of secret weapon.
Well, our agent in Whitehall has learned of a secret conference in Paris, codenamed Sciatica. Our agent cannot find out the purpose of this conference, but to me it is obvious.
Obviously, you think it is about NATO's secret weapon.
Yeah, a new bomb, perhaps, a missile, a rocket. We must find out.
What's the plan, then?
Two great defense experts from England will to the conference go. One of them has with him a large canvas bag, a long one. We believe that in this bag is the secret weapon.
Two men, I suppose that's where little me comes in.
Correct. On the boat, you will the acquaintance of each make. You will find out the truth.
Darling, it'll be a pleasure. Just pass me that perfume, will you? That's the one. Cleopatra's sin.
I'm glad we decided to come by boat. There's a nautical tradition in my family.
Is there really?
All this pitching and tossing doesn't worry me a bit.
Of course. You know, you may feel different once we get outside the harbour.
I doubt it. I've taken 6 pills.
Now, listen to me, too. I can't overemphasize the importance of security on this mission. If any hostile power discovered our NATO cricket bands, they'd go all out to wreck them. So hang on to that cricket bag and keep it fastened, won't
you? Yes, and we mustn't even mention the conference to anyone.
Quite right. If anyone asks, we're off on holiday. Now, I'm going below before we reach the open sea.
Oh, is that wise? You'll feel much better on deck with me. You know, drink in the fresh air, drink in the sea and the sky.
No, thanks. I'm going to drink in the bar. See you at Calais.
Righto. How unhealthy. I'll just put this seat by the lifeboat and study my freeze book.
Excuse me. Yeah. Do you mind if I put my seat next to yours?
Well, actually, I'm rather afraid that... Oh, of course. I mean, no.
Only I do rather need someone to talk to. You see, it's my first Channel crossing and you look so confident and strong.
Oh, well, I do play quite a lot of ping pong. You say this is your first Channel crossing?
Yes, that's right. I'm afraid I've led rather a sheltered life. You know, teaching maths and looking after mummy.
Well, don't worry. I'm quite used to this sort of thing.
Oh, how brave of you. I expect you're going over to France on holiday.
No, actually, I mean, yes. I mean, Well, just between you and me, I'm official British representative at a big NATO conference.
Oh, how thrilling. What's it all about?
Well, actually, it's all to do with... I beg your pardon. Actually, no, I can't tell you, I'm afraid. It's terribly hush-hush. Let's talk about something else. I'll tell you how to avoid seasickness.
Oh, no.
The main thing is to stay on deck and watch the sea. Mm. The other thing is to have something to do. So if we sit here and study my phrase book, you'll be as right as rain. And if you do feel groggy, you can hold my hand. I shan't mind.
You're quite right, darling. We've been at sea a whole hour, and I feel absolutely splendid.
Oh, I wish I were dead.
Oh, darling, if you hang any further over the side, you'll fall in the water.
Oh!
You were going to tell me all about that fascinating conference in Paris. You know, I don't know if it's a good time to bring it up.
But... I must go downstairs and lie in my bedroom.
Well, all right. I'll look after your canvas bag for you.
Yeah, no, I'll take that. Oh,
so much for that one.
Well, Nadia, what have you found out?
Only what we know already. When I tried to find out more, he put up a brilliant pretense of being a fool.
As I thought, one of their top agents.
Listen, are you sure we should go through with this?
Of course. We have buttered our bread and now we must lie on it. Go and try the other one. He's in the bar.
Thank goodness for that. One more gasp of this fresh air and I'd have suffocated. Won't they tell each other about me?
No, of course not. With Englishmen, a beautiful girl is like a place to park his car. If he finds one, he keeps it to himself.
Another brandy, please, Stuart.
Large one again, sir?
Yes, please. I'll tell you what, this time just give me the bottle. I'll pour it myself. Thank you. Now, as you just passed the soda... There. Now, will you give me a bill that I can take home to show for expenses, please?
Excuse me.
I beg your pardon, what's that? Who? Oh,
have you got the time?
Oh, yes, any amount. I mean, the time. Oh, yes. 1:15.
Oh, thank goodness. Not long before we reach Calais.
Aren't you enjoying the trip?
Well, it's my first crossing, you see, and I'm rather nervous.
Dear me, sit down, my dear. Nothing to worry about. Steward a brandy for the lady.
Oh, my dear, you are kind. You seem the sort of man that a girl could lean on.
Lean on? Oh, am I? How nice. Well, not in public. Perhaps a little late.
I mean, one feels you're confident and experienced.
Do you? Does one? Am I? That's nice of
you. Yes, I'll bet while all these other people are just off on holiday, you are going across to do some frightfully important job.
Oh, gracious, how funny you should say that.
I'm right.
Well, yes, only it's terribly secret. Actually, I'm representing Britain at a very important conference in Paris.
How marvellous. What's it all about?
Well, basically, the plan is...
Your brandy, madam. Soda or water?
Soda, please. Do go on.
No, actually, I can't. I know I can trust you, of course, but walls have ears, don't they? Oh, this brandy's good. Keeps away the seasickness, doesn't
it? Yes, but listen, this new project...
My assistant stayed up on deck, rather fancies himself as a sailor. 10 minutes ago, he staggered through here looking like the death of Nelson.
Oh, dear.
Ridiculous getting ill on a crossing, isn't it? Ridiculous, what?
Yes.
Brandy's the thing. Mind you, 5 or 6 of these large ones does make you a bit dizzy.
Well, listen, you were telling me about the conference,
I didn't
darling.
Think I'd had as many as that, actually. Perhaps it was the gins in between. You haven't got 2 heads, have you?
Stevia, darling, are you all right?
Oh, yes. I just don't feel very comfortable on this sorbo rubber furniture, that's all. I think I'd better go and lie down a minute. You will excuse me, won't you? Oh, dear, I think I'll have to hurry.
It's incredible he's as cunning as the other one.
Here in this magnificent conference palace, we must pledge ourselves to agreement. All must make sacrifices in order that democracy may flourish.
I say, wake up, one. I think he's finishing.
What's that? What's he been on about?
He's been on about 2 hours. Look out, I think you're next to speak.
Oh. We in Italy feel that we must all go forward together. The time has surely come when we must cycle forward together, arm in arm, into the glorious future which lies behind the horizon. Thank you.
Merci. I now call on the representative of Great Britain.
Thank you.
It's you.
Yes, that's me. Thank you very much. Yes, I will, yes. Thank you. And, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Gentlemen, it is with much pleasure that I rise to address you on this vital subject of a mutual support for the Allied armies. We in Great Britain say this: we must all go forward together. We maintain that international cooperation is more important than national pride. And furthermore, we... And that is why we feel that cricket is the one game which can unite our Allied troops in a spirit of mutual misunderstanding. I say to you, play up, and play the game. Yes. Now, just to help put you in the picture, gentlemen, I'm going to show you some cricket kit. Just hand me the things out of the bag, would you, please, too?
Yes, I'd like to hear it. A bat?
Thank you. Now, this, you see, is a bat used for hitting the ball.
Ball.
Ah, yes, now this is the ball, little red chap, you see. Now the bowler uses this to try and hit the stumps.
Stumps.
These are the stumps. Normally they're hammered into the ground, but we don't want to wreck the floor of the conference palace, do we? Perhaps we can just lean them against the wall over there. What do you think? You chap from Germany, would you mind?
Yeah. Here is all right.
Oh, top hole. Now the batsman stands in front of the stumps and tries to score runs, you see. Bit difficult to explain, so perhaps we could just demonstrate. What do you think about that? Two, take the bat and stand over there, would you?
Yeah,
I'll give
yeah,
you a couple of slow left armers. No, no, wait a minute, the table's in the way. Mr. Chairman, fellow delegates, I wonder if you'd mind getting up a minute. That's it, good. Oh, thank you, thank you. To move the table over against the wall. Do you mind standing a moment, do you, gentlemen? No, don't be silly, don't all stand on the same side. Let's have the Benelux group feeling on the leg side, shall we? Over there, that's right, yes. Ah, Monsieur Clochemel at mid-arm, yes, yes. Thank you, Monsieur Clochemel. Now, I just take a short run. Arm comes over, not bent, you see. There. Oh, well done, too. Yes, let's try again. Now, on your toes, you fielders. 1, 2, 3. There. Oh, dear, you should have caught that, you know, you chap from Italy. Must keep your eye on the ball.
Oh, see, I'm sorry.
Oh, never mind, never mind. Let's have another shot.
Excuse, please, could I go meet the ball half?
Oh, of course, my dear chap. How nicely you put it, yes. I'll take the bat, too. You should have been out that time anyway.
Nonsense, man. It was a bum ball.
Now, come along. You want your expense sheet signed when you get home, don't you?
Oh, very well. Here you are.
Right.
But I wasn't out.
Ready when you are, bowler.
Gut. 1, 2, 3. Over mit der Arm. So.
Oh, nice. What? Steady, man. It's gone right out through the open window.
Oh, my goodness.
Entre.
Excuse me, Monsieur le Président, but please, could we have our ball back?
So, Felix couldn't get into the conference. We still don't know what it's about.
We know it must be a secret weapon, as we suspected. 1 hour ago, an unidentified missile shattered the president's window from the direction of the conference. We must find out the nature of this English weapon.
But those two English agents are so shrewd. They make James Bond look like old Mother Hubbard.
Well, I still have a few tricks up my shirt. Felix is waiting. He is waiting, Felix is, outside the conference, to kidnap them in his taxi. If this fails, he will return and snatch the secret weapon back.
I think that went off rather well, one. They all seemed to take to the game, didn't they?
Yes, indeed they did. That Belgian delegate's working up rather smart googly, didn't you think?
Do you think you did right to declare?
Oh, of course, sure. But the conference is due to adjourn at 4:30. Anyway, now we can get the other side in first thing in the morning before the shrine's gone off the floor.
Also, it does give us a couple of hours to see Paris before dinner.
Yeah.
Let's call a taxi and have a trip round.
Taxi, monsieur.
My word, that was quick.
Don't you think it's rather a pleasant afternoon for walking, too? I've got my street map here.
All right. No thanks, taxi driver. Some other time, perhaps.
Ah,
Well, I never realized that sign was international. I say, man, you're looking rather worried. What is it?
Yes, well, you know, about this stationary trip away from home, I begin to wonder what I should take back for my wife as a present. She expects one, you know.
Oh.
I did promise I'd get her a model gown from one of the new Paris collections.
What a splendid plan.
On the other hand, Audrey ought to choose something when she's near to try it on, isn't it?
Yes, well, what about some jewellery?
Rather fancy one might get into trouble with the customs over jewellery. I suppose I could take her some champagne.
That's a good idea.
There isn't really room in my suitcase.
Handkerchiefs?
Oh, no, got too many of those already. On the whole, I think I'll give her one of those small stainless steel models of the Eiffel Tower. She could put it on the mantelpiece, couldn't she?
Oh, that will be a surprise for her. You might try one of those street vendors. What's that chap selling?
Looks like postcards to me. How interesting. Local views, I expect. Mm. May I see one of the... Oh, good gracious.
What is it, Ron?
Look at this picture.
Oh, dear.
I haven't seen anything like that since the Drama Club's Christmas social. Take them away, take them away, take them away immediately. Hello, I think this fellow looks as if he's going to speak to us.
Excuse me, monsieur, but have you please a light?
Oh, yes, of course. Here you are.
Look out, he's got the bag. Stop him.
He took me by surprise. Oh, dear, there's never a gendarme when you want one.
Now, out of the way. Stop. Lucky I've got a spare cricket ball in my pocket. I think fast, full toss. What do you think?
Got him right behind the ear. Well done, man.
I'm afraid it was more of a rounder's throw, really. They say Paris is full of these footpads. Better get the bag before his cronies turn up. And we must find a place that sells small stainless steel models of the Eiffel Tower.
Amazing. Felix cannot describe what knocked him out. Some kind of deadly anti-personnel weapon.
So we still have neither the bag nor the secret.
Now it is up to you, Nadia. A good thing you have this room in the hotel. Tonight you invite upstairs the leader.
The usual routine. Champagne and encouragement.
Yeah, at 12 o'clock, I burst in to find him ensnared. I am the outraged husband. So, I found you alone with my wife.
Yes, darling, don't get so excited. What you mean is we blackmail him into giving us the secret.
And if that will not work, then we use the last resort. But let us hope not. Violence is messy. Now, the Englishman we want is in 118 on the fifth floor. Call the boy and send up a note at once.
Are you quite sure you want to change rooms, Worm? Honestly, I'm quite happy up here on the fifth floor.
Not at all, my dear fellow. As I lay awake in my first floor room last night, I realized how selfish I'd been. Poor old two, I thought. Right out of things up there on the top floor.
Oh, well, I suppose I'd better take my things down to your old room.
That's right. Then we're all set for an evening out.
Ah, front stalls at the Follies.
Dinner at the Moulin Rouge, I think, don't
yes,
you?
I hope they accept luncheon vouchers. I wonder whether we should try these French specialities. A friend of mine had frog's legs and they made him rather jumpy. Oh, well, Chambillon.
I do hope Penelope likes this model of the Eiffel Tower. Looks good on this table anyway. Entree.
A letter for you, monsieur.
For me? Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Yes. Well, carry on. No need to wait.
The service, monsieur.
Oh, the tip, of course. Yes. Well, here you are.
Monsieur?
Haven't you seen one of those before? It's a very valuable English coin, my boy. 12 sides, you see. Think of the craftsmanship in that.
Merci, monsieur.
Now, what's the envelope say? To the handsome Englishman in 118. Oh, it is for me. What's this? Delighted to find we are in the same hotel. My room is 57. Come and share a bottle of champagne at 10 o'clock from the girl on the boat. The girl... Good gracious me, what a coincidence. Oh, I'd better get some flowers.
Excuse me, Juan, I left my aftershave on the dressing table. Must smell our best for the night out.
Oh, the night out, yes, that reminds me. I mean, you know, I've suddenly got an awful headache. I don't think I'd better come after all.
Not come? After all our plans?
Yes, it is a bit, isn't it? I'm terribly sorry. Never mind, you go. I'll just take things quietly here and...
Get a little peace.
Get a little peace. I beg your pardon, what's that? Oh, yes, exactly. Now, I'll just pop out and get some aspirins. You carry on, and I do hope you have a jolly good time.
Well, funny. That headache came on very quickly. I suppose it's... Oh, I wonder who that can be. Hello? I mean, bonjour.
Hello, darling.
You? Who?
And you who to you too, darling? It's me, the girl on the boat.
The girl on the... How splendid. But I didn't get any note.
I thought that boy didn't look very bright. That's why I decided I'd better ring and check. I'm staying in the hotel, darling. I was hoping you'd come to my room.
Come to... Oh, yes, of course, at once. I'll come now if you've got nothing on. I mean... I've got nothing on, and if you're the same...
Let's say 10 o'clock, shall we? Give the champagne time to chill. Room 57. See you later.
Room 57, 10 o'clock. Oh, this is exciting. I must pop out and get some flowers.
Here you are, darling. Come in.
I'm sorry I'm late. I brought you these orchids.
Oh, how divine. It's so lovely to see you. We didn't finish our talk on the boat, did we? Oh, come and sit down. Or could you be awfully strong and open the champagne?
Well, I'll try. There we are.
Can I sit here next to you? You know, I feel old friends.
Oh, rather, yes. Of course.
Do you like this dress, darling?
Oh, yes. Mind you, it's a bit... isn't it? I mean, I can see... I can see...
Yes, darling?
I can see it came from a very expensive shop.
I'm so glad you like it. Now, drink up the bubbly and tell me all about yourself.
And so that is how I became a school prefect. And then when I left, Father told me to have a shot at the civil service.
How simply fascinating. Have some more champagne.
No, I don't know. Well, perhaps one teeny weeny little bottle. I shouldn't really.
Oh, but darling, Paris is the place for wine, women, and song.
Yes, I can't say I'm bothered about the singing part.
Oh, you naughty, no. Naughty man.
No. Oh, no. Right. Oh, dear, there's someone at the door.
But it's not midnight yet. I mean, don't move, darling. I'd better go and see.
Oh, I say, how embarrassing. And me with one shoe off.
So sorry, I'm late. I brought you a few roses.
Oh, how lovely.
Oh, not as lovely as you, my dear. Mm. What's the beauty of flowers beside the beauty of a woman's... Good gracious, two.
Oh, hello, Alan. Did we ever get that memo off to the Men of Agon Fitch?
Twelve o'clock. After 2 hours alone with Nadia, even an Englishman should be warmed up. Well, now he will have a surprise. In with the key, quick, and...
Stop! I found you alone with my wife! Both of you.
Oh, good hit, Nadia. Well held, too. Sorry, my dear, I'm afraid you're out.
Hello, who's this?
Oh, this is Otto, my husband.
So, I find you in a compromising position.
There's nothing very compromising about a three-handed game of cricket. French cricket, too, appropriately enough. Still, now you're here, we can have a proper game.
Ach, so you wish to play games? I can play games. I have in my hand a knife.
Good, I'll borrow it if I may. Can't keep the score with a blunt pencil. Right, you field over there by the window, whatever your name is. Otto, is it? That's right, over by the window.
Are you sure you're quite comfortable, Mr. Lamb?
As comfortable as you can be, lying on your front in a hospital bed.
Poor you. And you mean to say you played cricket with those spies all night?
Yes, and then about 8 o'clock in the morning, they both broke down, burst into tears, and confessed they'd been out to steal our secrets.
Reforming influence of cricket, you see. They were quite overcome, said they'd pack up spying and retire.
Well, did you ever? And everything went all right at the sciatica conference.
Indeed it did. All the allies are taking up cricket.
That reminds me, we better be off. The MCC are meeting at Lord's and I've got to propose those two new members, Adenauer and De Gaulle. Chin up, too. The doctor says you'll be out in a week.
Goodbye, Mr. Lamb.
Goodbye, Mildred. Goodbye, Juan. Nurse, switch on the earphones, will you? It's the test match.
This way out, Mildred.
Right you are, sir. What I can't understand is, if everything went so well in Paris and you dealt with those spies without any violence, why is Mr. Lamb in hospital?
Well, actually, Mildred, the accident happened the day we got back.
Mm-hmm.
Halfway through his unpacking, Mr. Lamb realized that a lot of things in his case were mine due to the mix-up.